Chok Yisrael Zohar, Parshas Miketz, Day 3, an excerpt from 198a. Vayakei Yosef Esechav, Vimlok Yiruhu. And Yosef recognized his brothers, and they did not recognize him. Lazar Pasach, Rabbi Lazar opened the discourse. Tell him in Psalms 49, Lama Iro Bimeiro, David HaMelech says, why should I fear in the days of bed? Avon HaKivai Sibeni, the sin of my heel surrounds me. Tochazi, come and see. Tlazin in the Dachlin, Vlo Yodin, Vima Dachlin. There's more. There are three that are afraid. They don't know what they fear. And it's explained. And Zohar says, and it was explained, it means even though you think you know the explanation, we're going to tell you something deeper. Zohar does this many places, and it's to awaken our awareness, to appreciate that the Zohar is granting us a whole new level of Torah, much deeper than we were able to access from before. Isman the dachel, but there is someone who is afraid. Lo yoda mima ihu dachel, he doesn't know what he's afraid of. Begin inun chatoi, because of those sins. Lo yoda, he doesn't know. So in other words, a person's sins cause a spiritual type of fear to be implanted in him. And a person feels some energy, some fearful energy, some energy of being afraid. He doesn't know what, because it's a spiritual reality that is around his soul. That they are the sins, and he doesn't pay attention to them. He's afraid of the bad days. What are those bad days? These are those days that they are set for that bad. What are they? This is the bad inclination, which means the days when a person is drawn after this fiend. He is called bad. And there is to him known days. There's given to him permission in the world to seduce to all those that impurify their ways. So what the Zohar here is referring to is certain days when the Yitzhahara has more power, Chas V'Shalom, to mislead people, to be bad. And this is on a general level. And also for the individual, there's certain days in the year or certain days in that specific year, based on what's going on with the rectification of his soul at that time, when it could be his evil inclination has extra power, he has to know how to deal with it, has to take it into consideration, see certain things are going a certain way, have to be careful. The Rizal says everyone has one day in the week that's good for them, when things will go well, and also an opposite day. The person has to know and take that into account and arm himself, prepare himself. He doesn't have to be led after the Yitzhahara Chas V'Shalom, he just has to take into consideration what he's dealing with, and try and make provision. Okay, so the Yitzhahara tries to draw a person to the wrong place. Demand also Yistava, because one who comes to be impure, Misavile, they impurify him from above. The way a person wants to go, so that's the way they lead him. So it's very important to want to go in the right way. Because if a person just wants and he tries a little bit, he'll be helped from heaven and Chas V'Shalom the opposite. Vilan Inon Nikrein Yumeira, they're called bad days. Vilan Mamanin al Inon Chovin de Dushan Buhubene Nasha Bikvayu. They're pointed over those sins that people trample on with their heels. So now this is the connection to the verse that David HaMelech said that the sin of my heel surrounds me. Of course, David HaMelech was free from sin, but he's speaking on behalf of the people, that he was the root soul. And it's specifically referring to those type of sins that the rabbis explain on the verse, Vayekev Tishmun, and if you will, Ekev Tishmun means the heel will listen, which means if you listen to me, to God, my commandments, that people usually trample on with their heels. They're things that people take lightly, not careful about, like just a speech, what it is, it's only a word, what's the big deal, says Lashon Hara Chas V'Shalom, and things like that. And person doesn't know they did anything wrong because it doesn't pay attention, and yet he feels afraid and doesn't realize because he's committed some serious crimes. And that is the rectification of the heel that needs to be made. Tochazi comes, he calling him Misavi Archayu, all those that impurify the ways. Kama Chavila Tirin is Damnun Nugabayu. Many negative forces are set up for them, the Misavi Lahu, and impurify them. The Ba'orcha the boy, Ba'anosh Lameach, Ba'au Orcha Medabin Le. Because in the way the person wants to go, and that way they lead him, which means from heaven he is led. The person decides he wants to steal, all of a sudden, next thing you know, he gets an opportunity to rob a bank, like he kind of fell into it, and he says, oh, a thief from heaven, I'm supposed to be a thief, it's a good thing, it's the right thing. He doesn't know because he made the choice. Present chooses the good things also fall into good opportunities. Mamish, in actuality. If a person comes to be pure, there are many those that help him, which means many spiritual forces. And they become clothed in all different types of things that happen in the world to help him in the right direction. Behold, we learned the kadbar nosh kombit safar. When a person gets up in the morning, boy las choya doy migo natla de maya. He has to wash his hands. It's necessary for him to wash his hands from amidst the basin of water, the umana, which is a vessel, litol mine maya, to wash from his hands, migo manda aschi yodoy mikad mesa, from amidst someone who washes his hands first. As we explained, that it's necessary for a person to wash his hands in the morning to get off a bad spirit that rests on it, on his hands, that while he was asleep. When a person was asleep, his soul leaves his body and some type of negative forces come to rest. When he gets up, his neshama comes back and the bad forces leave his entire body except for his fingers. Therefore, it's necessary to wash them with water 3 times consecutively, back and forth. Tochas he come and see, begin natla do ukim de mila. Because of this washing, explained the issue. So the boy lay the bar nashal natla yodo yimina bismala. Furthermore, it's necessary for a person to wash the right hand with the left. In order to make the right rule over the left. Everything is a big, great principle throughout the Zohar. Everything we do in the physical world is connected with the spiritual, so it affects everything above. So it's therefore very necessary for a person to be careful what he does, because whatever you do affects what's going on up above. So Hashem created the world for the sake of chesed, the sake of loving kindness, Om Chesed Yubana. It's built for the sake of loving kindness, of love, so it's therefore necessary not to destroy judgment, obliterate it, but to make sure it should be subservient to the chesed. So the right side, the right hand in the spiritual worlds is the root expression, the direction of chesed, and left side, the root expression of gvura, of judgment. Therefore, everything in this world, we should give precedence to the right side in order to show that the left is subservient, underneath, and through that is the rectification of the left side. As long as it knows its place, then it can be used in a proper way, in a good way. As Zohar said in other places, that the Yitzhara is on the left side, the bad inclination, even the good inclination is on the right side. The person has to not destroy his bad inclination, but sublimate it and to use it to serve the good inclination, to use the left side for the right side. This is what I said before. So it's necessary to use the left hand to wash the right hand, to show to show the right hand is on top, to put the right sleeve on first, and so on. And the right hand should be washed from the left. Begin kach inutil, because it's called it's washing, which is like taking the right side first, giving it precedence. Valdom, because this man did not tell yodoi, when he washes his hand, yitol yumina bismola, should wash the right with the left, the shalto yumina smola, to make the right rule over the left. Begin lo yov duchdali tzahara the shalto kolil, in order not to give a place for the evil inclination to rule at all. What Kim then was explained. Tochazi, come and see. Shaita the dinner bisha shalta. At the time when bad judgment reigns, lo osiv yodei mila avasha. It doesn't turn its hand from doing bad. Chas Hashem, it's given free field, so it tries to go all the way. Shaita the mina shalta alamin of the avodah zarah, the tav alone. And at the time when the right hand rules over nations idolatrous to smash them, Holy Blessed Be has pity upon them, but doesn't destroy them. Begin kach, because it is kol man de'iu chati be'inun chatoin de'dash b'hu b'ragloi. Anyone who sins with those sins that people usually trample with their feet, things that people usually take lightly, lo yada b'hu, he doesn't know them, but d'achol d'tir, is always afraid. So the connection over here is that a person could chas v'shalom be subject to judgment that will punish him once it's given the free hand because he opened the door by doing bad things and not being careful. David Melch was always careful from these sins. He didn't allow himself to slip and to take anything lightly. He was always very exacting. When he went out to war, he would check them out in order to make sure they should be pure, and he wouldn't have to be afraid in the war. Because of this, he wasn't afraid to do it in war. Come and see, Abba Malchin Havu. There are 4 kings. What this one asked, the other one didn't ask. Zohar is going to give us an example of 4 great kings. Hashem saved them, and each one asked to be saved in a different way based on their spiritual stature. David Amar, David said, verse in Tehillim, Psalms 18, Edo for Vaivasi game. I pursue my enemies, I reach them. I don't return till I destroy them. My time was the reason because he was upgeaten, he was protected from those sins. He's always very careful. He didn't give place for his enemies to reign. Because of this, boy, necessary for him to always run after them. They shouldn't run after him. To demand his sins and fall in their hand. So he's always careful, so he could mamish run after them and conquer them, even on their own turf. Asa, a later king, Havadachal Yasir, he was more afraid. Avogav to Havim Fashrish Bechato, even though he's checked his sins, Loka David Malka, but he wasn't like David Melch, he wasn't as exacting, he wasn't as high on a higher level. It's almost like, you know, you could put something under an atomic microscope and check it at that level. And you could check it also on a molecular level, but it's a much less degree of checking because it's much not as small, it doesn't go into many details. So therefore, boy Lemirda for Basrayu, it was necessary to run after them, blow Yogiach alone, and not war with them, Victor alone, kill them. Victor alone, Kuchabrichona, the Holy One blessed be, he would kill them. So he had to run, but Hashem would do the killing and would win the war for him. Kachava, and that's what the way it was. Dixi was written, Divrei Yomim, Chronicles 2:14. Vayidufeim Asa, Vamasher Imo, Asa, and the people with him ran after them. Dixi was written, Vayigof Hashem Asakushim, Lifnei Asa Hashem, smote the Kushim before Asa, Lifnei Yehuda and before Yehuda, Yenusa Kushim, the Kushim ran away. David Maksiv Bey, David was say by him, Shmuel Aleph, 30, Vayakim David Ben Heshifat Arav, and David smote them from the twilight to the evening, the marchsam till tomorrow. Avol Asa, but Asa he rodif, he ran after them. Kuchabrichu machin, only one blessed be he smote. He was on a lower level, so it was more necessary for him. He had no choice to rely more upon Hashem. Say Hashem, even though I'm less worthy, I need you to save me to do it anyway. Because the less worthy we are, the more we need the chesed of Hashem. The higher level of judgment a person is able to accept upon himself and be exacting, so the more he's able to, as if it were, it's merit that it comes out through his actions. Doesn't mean he thinks it's himself, but Hashem gives him the merit to see it coming out as if it were before his actions. Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, Ofach, he also in some way, Nami Havishoel, also he asked, and he said, Lo Yechil Nel Mirdef, I'm not able to pursue. In other words, not even to pursue. Lo katla, not to kill, Allah, no azamer, but I'm going to sing. Vat katla, alone, you kill him. And lo havim fashvish kol kach kosa, because he wasn't so searching his deeds, so introspective as asa. Kutcher brichu ovid le hachi, and Hashem did this for him. Dechsiv, it's written, Divrayam, Beis 20, Beisach, Rina, Utehila, Nasan Hashem, Me'arvim, Abnei Amon, Moav. At the time, the beginning, the song and the praise Hashem gave was an ambush upon the children of Ammon and Moab, Har Seir, and the mountain of Seir, Boim Li Yehuda. They came to Yehuda Vayinu Geifu when they were smitten. So that's great. You just sing and make music. Loud power, love wins. Music wins. And Hashem will take care of the enemies, people that need to be taken care of. Hizkiyo Melch Yehuda Ofachi Nami Omar. The king of Yehuda also said this. Ano lo yechilno lo lezamrov lo lemirdef. Not able not to sing and not to pursue lo lo gocha krov, not to do war. Kin adach milen chov in the common, because he's afraid of those sins that we mentioned. Naxi was written, Malachim Kings 2:19. Vahi balay lahu, and was it at night, Vayitzei Malach Hashem, and the angel of Hashem went out, Vayach b'machane Ashur, and he smote in the camp of Asher, Mea shmoni mechamisha alef. 185,000 Rashkimu v'boker. And they got up in the morning, Vinei Kulam Begoy Mesim, behold, they were all dead corpses. So he wasn't able to run after them. He wasn't able to kill. He wasn't even able to sing. The Chizki of Yosef Bebesei, and Chizki was sitting in his house with Shachar Vahasei, laying in his bed, Kutcher Brichu Kotelon, Holy Blessed Be, killed them. Umar Tzadiki Milein Havu Dachlan Milein Chovin. And what if we see that these Tzadikim were freed from these sins? Shah Bnei Alma, Lachas Kamu Kamu. Other people in the world, how much more so? In any case, a very important thing we see over here is that a person should always seek to cheshvan and nefesh, take account of his deeds, do spiritual inventory to understand his spiritual level, and based on that level, try and be exacting up to the point that is true for him, according to who he is, and beyond that, to trust in Hashem, and know Hashem will help him. Again, kach, because of this, Islay Labar Nosh, Li Stamra, to guard from those sins and to search them out, as we said. It means to always be checking himself to make sure he didn't do something wrong in those places where he's able to. Begin the law, you should turn the law, you know they shouldn't rain upon him. You know, you may ride those bad days. The law, merachmi alei, that don't have mercy upon him. Tochazi, come and see. Vayakir Yosef v'sechav. Now we come to back to the original verse to explain. Yosef recognized his brothers, b'shaita naflu b'yodei, the time when they fell in his power. Yerachim alei, he had mercy upon them. Begin to Yerushalim, because he was complete. V'hem lo kiru, and they didn't recognize him. Dino and Shimon v'levi, because those Shimon Levi, also misitra the din akasha, came from the side, from the aspect of harsh judgment. Valdor lo rechim olei, because of this, they didn't have mercy upon him. So Yosef was complete, meaning complete, he was able to fuse the right and left side. So therefore, he's able to have mercy. As opposed to Shimon Levi, that were coming from the left side of judgment, and they hadn't sweetened it with mercy, and that caused them to contribute to the selling of Yosef. So that's also Shat, and Yosef recognized them. He recognized the full spectrum that's necessary of who they are and how it's necessary to deal with them from the right and left side. So therefore, he didn't kill them when they're in his power, in his jurisdiction. Whereas before, Haim, they had not recognized him. That seems to be the way Zohar is explaining the verse when he was in their power, that they didn't look at the full picture and didn't have mercy. They only dealt from left side. So that's what was special about Yosef. He was able to hold the whole picture, not to lose sight. Because all those masses of judgments, they don't have mercy upon them. A person beshaited enough to be down when the time when he falls in their hands. Begin cup, because this summer David said, David, tell him in Psalms 49, Lama Ira, Yerasi, why am I afraid? Yerasi, looks, he doesn't say, I was afraid, I'll Ira, I'll be afraid. Easily, Midchel, mean, and Yimei Ra, when it is to me to be afraid of those bad days, but in other words, a person has to always be careful. Avona Kevai Yisubeni, the sin of my heel surrounds me. Mana Kevai, where is my heel? Inan Inu Raza Demeim Nusa, these are those in the secret of faith. Secret of faith throughout the Zohar is referring to Malchus, and Malchus, the heel, is attacked all the time by the snake, which it says he'll attack the heel. The Chesim is written also, Yadoh Chesiz Bakev Esav, and his hand was holding on to the heel of Esav. Dohu Ekev, this is the heel, because Esav is the head of the Sitra Achra, which is like the heel. It means it's the backside, side of judgment, and attacks from below. And these heels, which means of the Sitra Achra, of the other side, of the bad side, they're always looking, they're always gazing, they're always trying to find an opening at that sin that a person tramples all the time with his feet. They're trying to get him by the feet, the place where a person is careful and careless with his own feet, which means they're trying to bring the Malchus Chas HaShalom into the bad place and schlep it down. They're looking for an opening. So a person has to always be careful and protect himself, not to fall into their hands, and not to be vulnerable. And simply by doing Cheshbon Nefesh, by judging his deeds, judging himself before Hashem according to who he is, according to where he is. And if he sees something wrong, to repair it, to fix it up. It's like in business, people always take spiritual inventory, they're making sure to make as much money as possible. The companies that they have troubleshooters, and they go around seeing if everyone's job is really needed, and sometimes they lay off people and they hire other people. They're always trying to upgrade the way the company works to make sure to make as much money as possible and not to lose any money or as little as possible. The person trying should at least, and really how much more so, be careful with the profits of the investments of his soul. To always be judging what he's doing and to make sure he's doing the right thing. Tochazi, come and see, Maxi, what's written in Shai in Isaiah 5. Hoi! Whoa, Moshe, and those that draw sin, Bechavle Hashav, with empty ropes, Bechavosa, Golo, Chator. Like the thick straps of the cow, iniquity. Bechavle Hashav, and empty ropes. The dashbe bakeva, referring to what a person tramples with his foot, with his heel. Lo chayeshalei, he doesn't pay attention. Lebasi afterwards is takef, strong with avid kavos hagolo, came strong like a strong straps of a calf. In other words, sometimes something could be a little sin, a person doesn't pay attention to it, and you wrap a lot of small little strings together, they can become a very thick rope that's impossible to break. And that sin becomes strong, and it seduces him, it turns him away in this world, in the world to come. Which means not only it accuses him, causes him problems, but it misleads him. The sin misleads a person's mind. His perspective becomes warped and perverted to look at things the wrong way, and it takes him away from Hashem. he doesn't see light, and he makes the wrong choices, and it's a vicious cycle, Chas Hashem. So therefore, it's necessary to nip it in the bud, to do tshuva before the rope gets thick. If there's anything thin, to cut it, nip it at the bud, and to, on the good side, to do a lot of good things. Meritworthy are those righteous that they know to God from their sins. They're always checking their deeds. In order to not be found upon them an accuser. In this world, lo yistun alayu, amadasi, and shouldn't be accusing on them in the world to come. The Torah fixes up for them ways and paths to walk in. All paths of pleasantness and all the ways are peace.